Yeah, and it's not just what Winnipeg sees or how they fare. I mean, that has to be a part of it. And you're right. If you lose those games and it becomes increasingly clear that, look, I mean, there's too many speed bumps in your way, maybe you pull back a little bit and you hit a bit of a reset. But it's also about, again, what's available. And you almost need some of the teams that are on the fence right now, Rick, to decide, are they going to be buyers? Are they going to be sellers? Are they going to be neutrals? What are they going to be? Because, again, when I look at the names that are potentially in play, there's some intriguing ones. I don't know that they're game changers from a Jets perspective. But if Winnipeg were, you know, to win some games here in the relatively near future and, you know, not only stay in the mix but make a little bit of ground up, well, that might be incentive enough for Cheveldayoff to take a bigger swing than otherwise he might be willing to do. But the player has to be there. And maybe that player hasn't entirely surfaced just yet. And we may not know that. I mean, that's the funny part of the business of the trade deadline. You know, we, especially at TSN, do a good job of selling the sizzle, even though there isn't always the steak. And you know, I think that's more now of the reality of a salary cap system and all the restraints that are on teams in season. You know, I'm going to throw a name out at you because I did Buffalo Radio earlier today. And we talked a little bit about Rasmus Ristolainen, who has term left on his contract. He's a hell of a defenseman and seems to be a real good fit with Ralph Krueger there. Yet he's not necessarily in play, but because of some of the other areas of need in Buffalo, there's at least a sense, that Jason Botterill would be willing to listen on Rasmus Ristolainen. Well, if you're any team in the market for a top-end defenseman, his name has got to be intriguing. But how do you pull that off in season? You almost can't, because the pieces that would be required to land, you know, or to just get in the game, to make it interesting for Botterill so that he has to consider it, would probably be damaging enough in season that you couldn't even consider it. So some of the bigger names, unfortunately, with the trade deadline looming, are probably going to wait until the offseason.